Today's scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20, and Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5.
我们今天读的经文是来自马太福音的28章16至到20节，然后是罗马书的5章1至到5节。
We will read these two passages responsively, first in English and then in Chinese.
我们会用启应方式读出，先读英文，然后再读中文。
Matthew 28:16. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.And endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And let's read verse 5 together. It does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
马太福音的28章，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。耶稣进前来对他们说：天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。我们又藉着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
草必枯干，花必凋谢，但神的话永远立定。
Today we warmly welcome Dr. Reverend Ravi Gunaparada to bring us today's message, The Life of Disciples.
我们今天很高兴林权伟博士在我们当中去证道，题目是门徒的生活。
Good morning.
各位早晨。
I'm glad to be back.
好高兴翻到嚟呢度。
I hope you're not bored of the text. I think every time I come back, we look at Matthew 28, I believe.
我希望我哋唔系每一次都翻去睇翻马太福音嘅28章。
But I tell you, every time I come back to this text, I see something different.
但我哋每一次翻嚟，我睇到一啲唔同嘅嘢。
I hope to bless us this morning with that.
我希望今日同大家一齐睇。
A lot of people ask me, is my jet lag over yet?
好多人問我，我係仲係咪係喺 jet lag 嘅當中
？Thank God for the Knicks because it kept us up late in the night。
感謝神啊！呢個籃球隊贏我哋係
，Praise God for that。
精神
，Go Knicks！ Yeah。So we're thankful. My family's here. Usually I've come here alone, but this trip, my family's with us. So if you could stand real quick。
通常我自己一個人嚟，但係今次咧，我家人同我一齊嚟。
Our little one you'll meet later, he's in the restroom, but that's Matt Mitchell. Huh? Oh, he's went to children's service. Oh, okay, awesome. That's great.
Okay, 最小的仔咧喺下邊同其他小朋友一齊。咁另外呢度係。
And for the next two summers, we're going to go through some transition. As this year, we look at colleges for our oldest, and then next year, hopefully, without tears, send him off. It's probably going to be tons of tears. Anyways.
咁佢哋係即係會嚟呢度讀書咁樣呢個轉折嘅時間，咁希望係一個平安過渡。
But we give thanks. We've been serving in Thailand for now 13 years.
咁我哋感謝神，我哋喺泰國服侍已經有13年嘅時間。
And your church has been part of the work that we have been doing.
咁你哋教會咧係喺當中同我哋一齊同工。
We'll talk a little bit more about that during the Sunday school time.
咁喺我哋一間主後嘅時間咧，我會再講多啲。
But again, thank you and thank you for your generosity, care, and prayers.
我哋感謝你哋對我哋嘅照顧，對我哋嘅關懷同埋支持。
Praise God for that.
讚美神。
So today, as we look at this passage,
我們今天看這個經文,
we have to acknowledge, I understand that there's some transition happening within this church.
我們知道在這個教會裡面有些是改變。
But in actuality, several of the churches I'm visiting all are in this interim period now.
我認識有幾個教會呢都是同一個情況。
And you're not in an uncommon situation.
咁咧，你唔係一個好喺一個好特獨特嘅情況嘅裏邊。
Whether in Thailand or in America, both in the church and in the workplace, leadership, there's a lack of leadership right now.
咁喺無論喺泰國或者喺美國，好多嘅地方教會嚇領導層好多嘅轉變。
And as a missionary supporting churches that have lack of leadership or are needing leadership training, I recognize that this.Leadership is critically important.
作為宣教士，對於喺教會裏邊缺乏領導同埋要去訓練領導人咧，呢個係好重要嘅。
But specifically for the church, the lack of leadership is not a big problem.
咁喺作為特別係教會裏邊咧嚇，冇咗領導人係好嚴重。
That statement might come as a surprise.
Sorry.
That statement might come as a surprise.
咁呢個説話可能係一個對你嘅好驚訝。
But when there is a lack of leadership in the church, God's invitation comes also.
咁當教會冇領導人嘅時候咧，但係神嘅恩典咧，亦喺當中。
That invitation is for the congregation to come back together and return to the foundational truths and practices of the church.
咁神係有一個邀請喺當中去發出，係叫人叫門徒咧，係翻到去神嘅裏邊。
Because the pastors may come and go，
因為牧師可能會嚟，可能會走
，some may retire，
可能會退休。
God stays unchanging，
但係神係唔會變嘅。
And we'll read in our passage that God says He is with us always until the end of the age。
神話會同我哋直到世界嘅末了。
Is that not true？
呢個係咪真嘅
？Amen。So we'll talk about this passage and see how God might be encouraging all of us as a church.
我哋會睇下神喺點樣呢件事情裏邊去鼓勵我哋。
So as we approach the text, I want us to notice some very cool things.
咁我哋睇呢個經文嘅時候咧，我想俾你睇到一啲好特別嘅嘢。
First, the New Testament, the Gospel narrative, we are in the setting of a mountain.
咁咧喺呢個剛才嘅經文咧喺。新約的時間，佢哋係喺一個山嘅上邊。
And if you read through all of the scripture, mountaintop experiences are very important.
咁咧喺
mountaintop experiences are very important.
咁睇好多聖經嘅經文裏邊咧，喺山上嘅經歷咧係好重要嘅。
Whether it's Noah, where the ark gets on the top of a mountain.
無論係挪亞，佢方舟喺山上邊。
Moses receiving the commandments.
摩西去接受神嘅約。
Elijah going to battle with the pagans.
以利亞同呢個祭司去爭戰。
Jesus's transfiguration.
耶穌喺登山變像。
And then we have this passage where the disciples are gathering at the mountain.
而我哋睇到呢段嘅經文咧，呢啲嘅耶穌嘅門徒咧喺山上面聚集。
What's interesting is this.
好有趣嘅係。
Most of those accounts that I've mentioned was only very few people, maybe even just one and God.
咁咧係呢啲人當中咧係記錄咗嘅，可能只係一個人係死過嘅。
But in this passage, the disciples come onto the mountains. There's a community, a gathering of people onto the top of the mountain.
咁呢班人咧係一齊嘅，好似一個羣體嘅，去到呢個山上邊。
Now in Matthew's account, he mentions 11.
馬太喺呢度記載咗有十一個門徒。
But if we look at Paul and his account of these last the days after Christ's death, Paul actually says up to 500 people gathered.
但是如果你睇其他经文咧，佢耶稣死咗之后咧，有五百人去聚集。
So perhaps，
又或者
，it's the 11 disciples and their disciples and their disciples。
咁可能系十一个耶稣嘅门徒，然后佢哋自己嘅跟随者，佢哋嘅门徒。
So we have quite a large gathering, at least 11 and maybe up to 500。
咁你可能就呢，所以呢度咧系可能系好多人，可能十一个或者系去到五百人。
But what's a little more interesting is this.
但更加有趣的是
these people climbed a mountain.
这些人呢爬上山上边
together
去聚集。
Anyone ever gone mountain climbing here before?
边个人去爬过山噶
？Or at least hiked up a mountain or a steep path?
或者系远足嘅系上山咁样
？Does it feel good?
系咪觉得好好啊
？Oh, it doesn't feel good until you get to the top.
是上到山就好好。
And you get to see the view.
我哋睇到好多嘢。
And the pain in your legs disappears for a moment.
然后咧，嗰种痛咧，个脚痛咧就暂时。
Until you have to walk down the mountain.
直到你翻落山里边。
Right?
系嘛
？So we have the disciples. They're very intentional. No one accidentally goes up a mountain.
所以呢啲门徒咧，唔系唔觉意咁就上咗山，系好有系有个目的，系上去山上边。
Whether 11 or 500, they all intentionally went up to the mountain.
无论是11个或者是500个，他们是特登的要上这个山上面。
They go up to mountain to do what?
他们上山做什么?
Because Jesus told them to meet him there.
因为耶稣告诉他们，他要在那里跟他们去见面。
And so the passage is very interesting.
所以这个经文很有趣。
When I read this passage now, I read it slightly differently. I used to read it and think about, wow, missions, going overseas, sharing the gospel, making disciples.
我而家睇嘅时候咧，睇经文有啲唔同。我以前睇咧就净系谂到，哇啊，就要差传啊、宣教啊，去使万民做门徒啊。
It has always been a passage that gives me vision.
咁都一向呢卷经文咧都俾我异象。
But as I've grown in my pastoral life,
但系当我去真系牧养教会嘅时候
，walk with people who want to grow in their relationship with God.
去同一啲想同神係有成長有關係嘅時候咧
，this passage reveals some realities that we tend not to want to talk about。
呢段經文係俾我哋有一啲嘅真實嘅呢一面，係我哋平時好少講。
You'll see in verse 17. So all the disciples gather on the mountain, 11, maybe 500, gather before Jesus Christ.
咁有喺第十七節話呢度咁多人咧喺一齊去聚集。
And it says they worshipped him。
佢話見了耶穌就拜他。
But it has these three, in at least in English, three words. But some doubted。
但係跟住有幾個字，佢話仍然咧還有人疑惑。
And usually we read it and we skip over that and we just continue reading。
咁我哋通常睇嘅時候咧，你就唔理呢幾個字，咁啊繼續去睇噶啦。
But that's very important to recognize. Some doubted.
但我哋要睇呢度咧，系好重要去认识一样嘢。
What causes doubt in our lives?
有乜嘢使我哋生命里边系发生疑惑嘅咧
？I want to make it clear that doubt is not unbelief.
我想大家清楚一样嘢，疑惑唔代表不信。
The Greek words are very different. Unbelief is one word. Doubt is another.
喺希腊嘅字里边咧，呢两个字系完全唔同嘅。
Unbelief is unbelief. You don't believe in God.
不信就是不信，是完全不相信神。
But doubt in this context is inviting us to recognize that even as followers of Christ, even as disciples of Jesus Christ, doubt can exist.
但在这段经文里面，疑惑就是讲到说，纵使我们是跟随耶稣的人，我们仍然会有疑惑。
And it does not disqualify us from serving God either.
亦都唔能够代表话我哋唔能够去服侍神。
Because if doubt disqualified us, Jesus, who can read the hearts and the minds of his disciples, he would have said, "You're doubting. Go down the mountain."
如果这个疑惑能够去叫我们是从神里面去踢出来的时候，耶稣看穿万人的心的时候，耶稣会见到门徒，你是疑惑的时候，你就离开落山，不要在这
里。You're disqualified, leave.
你说你没有资格了，你走吧。
But Jesus doesn't do that.
但耶稣没有这样做。
He receives the worship.
他接纳他们的敬拜。
And he declares the great commission.
他去宣讲这个大使命。
How many here have struggled with doubt in their life?
有哪个人在生命里面有疑惑过呢？
And I want to just encourage you, it does not disqualify you from following Jesus.
我想去鼓励你，疑惑不代表就是说你没有资格去跟随耶稣。
So we need to reframe this word.
所以我们要 重新再去看这个字。
We'll talk about that a little more.
待会我会再讲。
The other thing I want us to talk about is the word hope.
这个字我想讲的就是盼望。
This is in our epistles passage.
这个是使徒写的。
It's interesting that the life of the disciple ought to have two things coexisting. One is doubt, and one is hope.
在门徒的生命里面有两样东西同时出现，一样就是疑惑，另一样就是盼望。
I hope for us to understand how these two live together.
我想大家都去明白呢两样嘢点样同时存在。
So we can grow more deeply in our relationship with Jesus.
以致你同耶稣嘅关系可以能够更进深。
And so again, our sermon title is the life of disciples.
咁我哋嘅讲道嘅题目就系门徒嘅生活。
And the three points I want to share with us is one doubt, two promise, three hope.
三点我想讲嘅，第一就系话疑惑，第二就系应许，第三就系盼望。
Let us pray together.
我们一起祈祷。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
We praise you that you welcome here, us here to worship you.
我们赞美你，因为你欢迎我们来到去敬拜你。
And I believe and I trust that you desire to speak to us this morning.
主，我们去相信我们渴望你今日去同我们去说话。
So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be pleasing to you, O Lord.
是愿意我所讲的说话和我们心里面的默想 是取悦你的。
We confess that you are our Lord and Savior.
我们承认你是我们的救主。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
阿们。
So when we look at doubt,
我们使看疑惑。
We have to, as I said, reframe it.
我们要 重新去另一个角度看。
I think many times when we begin to have the hard questions,
我们的心开始问问题的时候
，and we're courageous to ask the hard questions。
我们去勇敢去问一些艰难的问题。
Many people, including myself as a young pastor years ago, would go, "Are you a believer?"
咁好多人，我哋好衰，或包括我以前系一个年轻嘅牧师嘅时候，我哋一开始就会话：你系咪真系信嘅
？The doubt I would question with their salvation。
佢疑惑嘅时候，我哋去。问质问佢嘅救恩。
And I realize as I've grown older in my pastoral work.
但系当我变得更加年长喺呢个牧养嘅工作上边嘅时候
，that doubt can be a very good friend for spiritual growth.
疑惑可能系一个属灵成长嘅一个好朋友。
There's several other passages in the Bible that talk about doubt.
喺圣经里边亦都好多嘅经文系讲到疑惑。
It does affect our spiritual life.
是会影响我们去我们的生命。
It can affect the way we experience Jesus.
我们能够影响我们怎样经历耶稣。
Like Peter going out to the water and saying, "Why did you doubt?" And then he sank.
好像在这里我们第一个反应就是说你为什么会疑惑呢？
Or in James where he says, "When you pray, pray without doubting, because it will affect the way you pray."
好像雅各所讲的话，我们要有信心是没有疑惑，因为会影响我们的信心。
But one interesting passage that we have to take in consideration is in the small book of Jude.
咁有第一段经文我哋考虑嘅就系喺一卷小嘅经文嘅里边，就系犹大有诶。
And it explicitly says, "Have mercy on those who doubt."
就系话喺对于有疑惑嘅人要有怜悯。
Not reject.
唔系拒绝佢哋。
Not chase away.
唔系去赶走佢哋。
Not avoid.
不是去逃避他们
but have mercy on them.
而是对他们有怜悯
Please build relationship with them.
是去建立关系
Continue to encourage them.
然后去鼓励他们
And so when I've studied this word doubt, I've reframed it as people who are seeking truth.
咁呢個疑惑嘅字，我利用另一個講法，就係話嗰啲人去尋求真理嘅人。
They want to take that next step forward, but they need a little bit more information.
佢哋想去再行多一步，但係佢哋要需要一啲嘅肯定。
That question is still lingering, and there has not been enough evidence presented to them for them to continue to walk with Jesus.
他们仍然有这个疑惑，但是他们需要一些更加的确据，以致他们能够去向前继续去与耶稣同行。
And it's very interesting because within the actual original language of Greek, the word for doubt here describes a person on two sides.
在原本的经文希腊字里面呢，疑惑这个字呢，就是说这个人呢，在两边的中间。
And within this context, Jesus, the King of the universe, is standing before them.
但是在这个经文里面，耶稣这个宇宙的主站在他们的面前。
He says, come to me and do my will on the earth.
他说，来我这里行我地上的旨意。
Some doubted.
有些人疑惑。
They haven't even stopped being sad yet that Jesus had passed away on the cross.
他们看到耶稣在十字架上面去死了之后，他们都还没去有时间去哀伤。
And they see the resurrected Christ, their rabbi, their brother, their friend.
然后呢，他们就看到这个已经被复活了的耶稣，他们的老师，他们的拉比。
And he calls them to go and make disciples.
去呼召他们去使人做他的门徒。
I could see why there's some doubt there.
點解佢哋會有疑惑喺嗰度
？They're all reorienting, going, "What is going on?"
佢哋因為仲心裏邊仲向諗緊究竟發生咩事
？And in the world we live in today, with so many things changing,
而喺今日世界裏邊好多嘢都去改變緊。
Whether it's a lack of leadership,
無論係冇呢個領袖
，Whether it's AI,
或者係人工智能
，Whether it's this kind of feeling that what is the future going to look like?
又或者我哋去谂，究竟将来未来会系点样
？Jesus sees our doubt.
耶稣睇到我哋嘅疑惑。
And his invitation is, come follow me.
而佢嘅邀请就系话嚟跟随我。
Step away from being two-sided and come with me.
由你嗰一个站喺两边嘅一个地步里边嚟到我嘅里边。
So the work of discipleship is the work of lessening doubt, lessening two-sidedness, and becoming more and more sure and walking closer and closer with Jesus.
所以作为门徒就是说是去听那个疑惑是什么，然后一步一步的去行近去跟随耶稣。
But we come to our second point.
而我们去第二点。
That's about promise.
就是我们的应许。
Jesus doesn't call us to follow him.Based on our own strength.
耶稣呼召我们不是基于我们自己的能力有多少。
He sees our weak hearts, our doubtful hearts.
他看到我们这个软弱的心和疑惑的心。
And he knows we need help.
他知道我们需要帮助。
And so he promises within this scripture.
所以他应许我们在这个这样的地步。
How to walk with him.
怎样去与他同行
What does he declare? After they worship him and some doubted, what does he declare?
在敬拜耶稣之后，有些人去疑惑的时候，耶稣说什么呢？
He declares over them, all authority in heaven and on earth is now mine.
他向他们宣告说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐了给我了。
If you lack peace right now, or you have doubt right now,
如果你现在有疑惑的时候，
I hope you hear the whisper of God to say, it's okay.
我希望你听到神去向你的耳边去说话，他说这样是 OK 的。
I control everything.
我控制一切的事。
I have control over your past, your present, and your future.
我对于你的过去、现在、将来都有这个主权。
I'm redeeming all that I've created back to myself.
我将所有我所创造的东西都去拯救回来去归我自己。
And that includes each and every one of us.
而包括了我们每一个人。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So he declares his power.
他去宣讲他的能力。
And so that declaration of power is an invitation to us.
他这样的宣讲其实对我们是一个邀请。
Because with that power, he goes, I have a mission for you.
因为他有个权柄的时候，他说我给你有一个使命。
He calls us to go and make disciples.
他叫我们去使人去做门徒。
He's calling us to be obedient and fruitful according to his will.
他呼召我们要去顺服，要去结出果子。
So as Christians, we only have two statuses.
所以作为基督徒，我们只有两个的那个身份。
And they can live together also.
他们可以一起去生活。
You're either a disciple, being discipled.
你一是就是做着门徒。
Or you're a disciple making disciples.
你就或者你是门徒，也都是使人去做着门徒。
That's it.
就是这样的。
Who here is growing in being a disciple right now?
有哪个是成长着是做一个门徒的呢？
And who here needs to grow to become disciple makers?
而有哪一个要成长去使人去做门徒的呢？
I tell you,
我告诉你，
if we lack leaders,
如果我们没有领袖的时候，
at least from my experience,
至少在我的经验里面，
it's because we need to make more disciples.
就是因为我们需要使更多的人去做门徒。
If we are faithfully making disciples,
如果我们是信实的忠心的去使人做门徒的时候，
we will not lack leaders,
你不会没有领袖。
And we will expand the church very quickly.
你会使教会扩展得更快。
Remember, Jesus only did ministry for 3 years.
记得耶稣在地上的事工只有三年。
And at least the 12 that he discipled,
只有十二个人他是做他的门徒。
Would change the world.
是这十二个人就改变了这个世界。
One betrayed him.
有一个去
betrayed.
背叛他。
11 left him alone in his hardest situation.
然后有十一个人在耶稣被捉拿的时候离开了他。
Yet God would still use them to change the world.
但神仍然去使用他们改变世界。
How did that happen?
可以怎样发生的呢？
And so it comes to our second. So the declaration, I will display and reveal my power, and I will be with you always to the end of the age.
所以耶稣说我要去给人看到我的能力，然后我会和你一起直到世界的末了。
So he goes, go make disciples.
他说是使人做他的门徒。
I send you with my power.
我用我的能力去差遣你出去。
And I'm always going to be present with you also.
然后我会一路的和你一起。
That's a pretty good deal.
这个是一个很好的一个状况。
What scares you or worries you or gives you doubt?
有什么会令到你害怕，使到你忧虑，使到你去疑惑的呢？
There's probably only one person that will never break his promise.
有可能只有一个人会去破坏这个应许。
That's Jesus.
是耶稣。
My power and my presence will be with you.
但耶稣说我的能力 我会和你同在。
The question for us is,
对我们的问题就是，
Are we receiving that?
我们是不是是这样接受呢？
Are we waking up in the morning and going, Jesus, thank you that you give me your power and your presence?
我们是不是朝头早起身就是跟耶稣说，主要求你给你的能力我和我一起。
So that wherever I might go,
以致我无论我去哪里，
they would see you in my life.
他会在你我身上面去看到耶稣你自己。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's move to our third point.
我们去第三点。
So the Holy Spirit empowers and enables us to live faithfully.
圣灵去帮助我们，给我们能力是忠心的去过活。
And he gives us hope.
他给我们有盼望。
How?
怎样？
We'll read through this passage in Romans chapter 5.
我们就看罗马书的这段经文。
Remember what I said, when the church is going through transition, it's an invitation to God to return to the fundamentals and the foundations of our faith.
记得我说，当教会在一个转变的当中的时候，其实就是神去向我们发出一个邀请，我们要回去我们的信仰的根基的里面。
And here Paul is inviting us, the church in Rome, but us today, back to the foundations of our faith.
保罗就是邀请罗马的信徒去回去他们信仰的根基的里面。
He starts in chapter 5. Therefore, Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
在罗马书第五章第一节，他说我们既因信称义，就藉着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相和。
Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into his grace, in which we stand and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
我们有藉着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Notice something here.
去留意一样嘢。
This is all external to us.
呢啲对我嚟讲都系外在嘅。
We can't create it. We can't conjure it. We can't buy it.
我哋唔能够去做呢啲嘢，我哋唔能够去自己生发出嚟，我哋唔能够去买呢啲翻嚟。
Jesus justifies us.
耶稣使我哋清义。
Jesus gives us.
耶稣俾我哋。
Jesus causes us.
耶稣使我哋系咁样。
To be able to have faith and to stand and to worship Him.
俾我哋有信心，以致我哋系嚟到去敬拜佢。
We can only respond.
我们只能够回应。
And we respond by what?
我们用什么回应啊?
Faith.
信心。
Belief.
相信。
Trust.
信靠。
And Jesus said that even if your faith is the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains.
耶稣说，纵使你的信心好像一个芥菜种那么细粒，但是你可以去移山。
Jesus says, your faith is weak.
耶稣说，你的信心是软弱。
Your faith is small.
你的信心是小的。
I see your doubt.
我看到你的疑惑。
I can still work with it.
但是我仍然在当中可以工作。
I can still do my powerful work in that.
我仍然能够用我的大能去工作。
Amen.
Amen.
And so, that's all external. It is the truth of the scriptures being revealed to us that says we are to respond and receive and trust in what Christ has done to save us.
这些都是外在的，这些经文就告诉我们，我们只能够去接受，然后我们用信心去回应耶稣基督为我们所做的。
And in that it says, we're justified, and that justification gives us what?
在这里我们说我们是清义的，而清义给我们什么呢？
Peace.
平安。
So again, if we talk about doubt,
所以如果你说疑惑的时候，
peace is not over here.
平安不是在那里。
Peace is right here.
平安在这里。
It's very close.
是一起的。
If you believe and you put your trust in Jesus Christ,
如果你相信将你的信心放在耶稣那里，
though you have doubt,
你会有疑惑。
God's peace is right here.
但是神的平安在那里。
First, it's the relational peace that we can come to the God who created the universe.
然后我们可以来到这个创造宇宙万物的神的里面。
It's also the God who actually cares for us.
同时间这个神是看顾我们。
Who loves us.
爱我们。
Who knows exactly where we are.
他知道我们在哪一个地步。
And cares.
他关心我们。
He really does.
他跟我们一起。
Amen.
Amen.
So, this causes us, this reality that we can come close to God as we are,
所以这个事实就是说我们是作为我们自己这样的本相可以来到神的里面。
Causes our hearts to rejoice.
去使我们的心生出喜乐。
Because we see a God who desires us and wants to reform and transform us.
因为神去喜悦去使我们是能够更新去改变。
And so if this is true, then what now?
如果这个是真理的时候，那我们怎样呢？
We continue with the Romans passage in verse 3.
然后我们继续看第三节。
So there's a sense of we're waiting to rejoice in the glory of God. We're waiting to rejoice in His return when He will make all things new.
我们去喜乐的，去等待神去回来的时候，将所有的东西万物都更新。
And verse 3 says, not only that,
第三节他说不但如此，
but we rejoice in our sufferings.
我们在患难中都是欢欢喜喜的。
Okay, that's hard.
哇，这个很难哦。
Right? We are hope, our hope is in the rejoicing of His glory when we see it.
我们的盼望是在看到耶稣基督的时候，我们当中的喜乐。
That's future oriented.
是在讲的是看将来的。
But Paul knows.
但是保罗知道。
He says, but what about now?
他说现在这样又怎样呢？
What are you going through now?
你现在经历着什么呢？
And we all in some way are suffering.
我们在任何在不同的处境里面都可能受着苦。
Perhaps it's lack of work.
这个但是不是没有工作。
Health issues.
有帮助在这
里。Relational problems in your family or in your friendships.
在你的可能在你的家庭在你的朋友上面的关系上面有问题。
Worrying about kids.
去担心着孩子。
Lamenting things that have happened in our lives that we still don't have answers to.
在生命上面发生着一些事我们仍然找不到答案为此而哀伤的时候。
Paul's saying,
保罗说
Rejoice.
要喜乐。
Again, even though our lives are always in transition and there's brokenness all around.
纵使我们生命是在一个改变转变的当中很多事发生着。
God's unchanging.
神是不变的。
God still loves us.
神仍然爱我们。
He still cares.
他仍然关心我们。
And he promises his power and presence with us.
他应许他的能力是与我们同在。
Why is this important when we talk about hope?
为什么我们要在讲盼望的时候讲这件事?
Because as I've been studying it, I realized that if hope does not allow for suffering,
如果盼望是不容许有苦难的时候,
what is it called?
那这个叫什么?
Optimism.
是乐观主义。
Toxic positivity
是一个很毒的一个正向的想法。
I've gotten used to over the years wanting to meet with God's people.
过去这么多年，我们想去与神的子民一起。
Though I love to meet joyful, hopeful Christians.
虽然我很高兴去见到一些很有喜乐的基督徒。
I find myself learning much more from those who are suffering.
但我发觉我对于那些是受紧苦的人，我从当中是能够学习更加多。
I don't know if it's my age.
我不知道是不是因为我的年纪。
I have interesting conversations with my peers now.
我同我细路仔有一啲好有趣嘅对话。
And one of the conversations we had is, do you prefer weddings or funerals?
咁我有一个其中一个对话就系话你中意去婚礼啊，还是系葬礼咧
？And we all agreed we prefer funerals.
咁我哋大家都同意话我哋拣葬礼。
Why?
点解
？Because weddings we're exalting and celebrating this couple coming together.
我哋因为喺婚礼嘅时候一齐去庆祝呢对新人去走埋一齐。
It's for them，
系为佢哋嘅。
But when it's funerals，
但系喺丧礼嘅时候
，we're jolted back into reality。
我哋翻去一个现实。
We're reminded of our hope。
我哋被提醒到我哋有盼望。
That death and sin have no power over us。
就是说这个罪和死亡在我们身上没有能力。
We have the opportunity to remember that person's life and how they have affected our lives.
我们能够去记得这个人在我们生命里面是有曾经怎样去改变过我们。
And we give thanks to God.
我们将感恩去献上给神。
Funerals are much more for us.
葬礼来讲其实是给我们的。
They're in a better place.
有一个更美的地方。
They're with the Lord already.
他们已经在那里了。
We need to be reminded.
我们要被提醒。
Of the hope that we have.
提醒就是说我们有这个盼望。
So not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings.
不单只是这样，就是我们在患难里面仍然欢欢喜喜。
I also want us to recognize this.
我们想大家看到。
In the passage, the word we comes up, not my name. The we comes up over and over and over again.
咁喺呢个经文里边，呢、这个我哋我们呢个字咧，一次又一次嘅出现。
Let me read it for us。
我哋一齐读，我读出嚟。
We have been justified by faith。
我哋被藉呢、这个信系称义。
We have peace with God。
我哋与神相和。
We have obtained access by faith。
我哋系藉住信心与去能够去神。
We stand。
我哋系。
We rejoice.
我们喜乐。
We rejoice.
我们喜乐。
And hope does not put us to shame.
而呢个盼望不至于羞耻。
Us to shame.
不至于我哋会羞耻。
So though there's doubt in our lives,
所以我哋生命里边有疑惑。
Hope also exists.
盼望同时存在。
And that hope, that growing of hope in our lives comes from this word we.
而呢个新嘅盼望喺我生命里边就喺我们当中出现。
Firstly, it's the we of us and God.
首先就系话我们同埋神。
And also us with one another.
我们就系你同我哋系。
We're called to stand with our brothers and sisters when suffering exists.
当有苦难的时候，神呼召我们同我们的弟兄姊妹一起，是站在一起。
And I know this congregation is not ignorant to suffering.
我知道这个的会众，这一班的会众呢，对于苦难是不是去否定他们。
I've known you guys for 13 years and I've seen the ups and the downs.
我认识你们已经有13年的时间，我看到你们在当中的上上落落。
And my desire and my trust is that because of the ups and downs, there's solid hope here.
但是在我的信心里面，就是说在这些高高低低的当中有一个盼望。
Because we get to be together.
因为我们一起。
When suffering comes to one of us or all of us,
当苦难来到我们当中的一个人或者我们当全部的人，
We again get to test the promises of God.
我们就能够去试验出神给我们的应许。
To hope together in his promises.
在他的盼望里面，在他的应许里面，我们一起有盼望。
And we begin to see how even though this world is broken and in darkness, God is still good and he is light.
纵使我们看到这个世界是黑暗的，是混乱的，但是我们仍然看到神在世界上面，祂是光。
Amen.
Amen.
So we move on the passage and it continues on. First it said before, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, and it continues by saying, knowing that suffering produces endurance.
刚才他说纵使在苦难里面仍然欢欢喜喜，而后保罗继续说，因为知道患难生忍耐。
Can I share a word of encouragement?
我想分享一个鼓励的说话。
I'm really happy to see familiar faces here.
我很高兴见到一些我熟悉的面孔。
You know, I go to some churches and I don't recognize anybody anymore.
有时候教会我不认得任何人。
I have no stories that continue on.
我没有故事可以继续讲。
I have people I've seen for 13 years. I've visited 3 or 4 times now and I see...familiar faces.
咁啊，过去十三年，我嚟过三四次，咁我见到一啲熟悉嘅面孔。
It's like I'm coming back to family.
好似嚟翻到嚟屋企一样。
What a gift!
系一个礼物。
Hope does that. It brings together family.
盼望就系咁样去将呢个家人咧去走埋摆埋一齐。
And so you've endured together.
你哋一齐去成长。
Right? As the scripture says, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and what does endurance produce?Character.
他说患难生忍耐，忍耐生什么呢？老练。
And then what does character produce?
然后老练生什么呢？
Hope.
盼望。
So this is interesting thing about the word character.
老练这个字很有趣。
The word is it conjures up imagery.
他拿走一些不好的东西。
The word character here means something that has a piece of it.In the Greek, it talks about a piece of metal.
咁希腊文里边讲到一块嘅金属
that has been heated to a very high temperature.
咁咧系被燃烧到一个好高温
so that all its impurities can disappear.
由内里边嘅杂质咧就会消失
and it can be used for useful, strong things.
然后就能够被使用，用喺一啲成为一件硬嘅工具
Any engineers here?
有冇系读工程嘅
？The other word I think actually might be more proper is integrity.
另一个更加普遍嘅字，大家认识嘅就系话
character here is if I were to reread it, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces integrity.
个患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，我会话就系话生出一个 一个优良嘅品格。
It produces expected results.
系能够生出一个我哋接受嘅结果。
We can put our faith in it.
我哋能够将我哋嘅信心摆喺里边。
So all this suffering that we go through is to form us, to transform us, so that we would be people who have endurance and who have integrity, character.
以致呢啲苦难其实一路就系磨练我哋，以致我哋能够生出一个基督徒嘅特质，一个好嘅本质。
You can pull it outside.
咁你可以去透一啖气。
Okay, I have to confess.
我要去承认。
I really love hot weather.
我好中意热嘅天气。
I love Thailand.
我中意泰国。
It's actually this summer, New York summer is kind of cold for me.
对于我嚟讲，纽约嘅夏天对我嚟讲好似太冻啦。
I'm wearing a jacket right now.
我而家着紧一件外套。
But I realize that when you're put under lots of heat, it's not comfortable.
但我哋知道话，当我哋喺一个好熱嘅環境裏面，我哋要承受好熱嘅氣温嘅時候，呢個係唔舒服嘅。
For ladies and some men, the makeup comes off, right?
咁有啲人啊，佢哋嘅化妝可能會開始
溶。The hairdo falls apart, right?
咁咧，頭髮都亂曬。
Like it's just not comfortable.
就係唔舒服。
And sometimes because it's not comfortable, it feels very hard.
就係因為唔舒服，所以覺得好熱。
And when we think about that in terms of faith,
我哋去谂到信心嘅时候
，we go, God, why do we have to suffer?
我哋去问神点解我要受呢个苦咧
？But I want to give an invitation to all of us.
但我想去俾大家一个指示。
God gives us suffering so that we can go back and test and know His promises.
神俾我哋去有苦难，以致我哋能够翻去去试验出神俾我哋嘅应许。
And the most significant promise, the one that we can rejoice in all the days of our lives.
而有一个最重要嘅应许就系话喺我哋生命里边每一日啦，我哋能够去喜乐嘅时候。
Is that Jesus endured the harshest discomfort?
就系话耶稣为我哋去承受咗一个最大嘅最大嘅苦难。
He went to the cross for us.
他为我们走上十架。
He endured unto death for us.
他为我们忍受直至死。
So that we can be a community that can endure.
以致我们能够在基督里面成为一个群体。
He died alone. He suffered alone.
他孤单一人的受苦死亡。
So that we can be a community together.
以致我哋能够成为一个群体。
And love God together.
一起去爱神。
And experience His power and His presence together.
一起去经历神嘅同在同埋佢嘅能力。
So in our last verse, this is why hope does not put us to shame.
所以最后就是说以致这个盼望不至于羞耻。
And it says, why? Because God's love has been poured into our hearts.Through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
点解系因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里
？Remember Jesus's promises of power and presence.
佢记得耶稣嘅应许就系话佢嘅能力同埋佢嘅同在。
In the New Testament, the word for power is related to the Holy Spirit.
喺新约里边呢个能力呢个权柄呢个字咧系同圣灵系有关系嘅。
And remember what?Jesus told his disciples when he was ascending back to the Father, he says, wait until the Helper comes.
当耶稣基督要离开他们，他跟门徒说什么呢？他说，你要去等等这个保惠师来到。
I will sit at the right hand of my Father, and when I do, I will send the Holy Spirit.
我会坐在父神的右边，然后我会将圣灵差派下来给你们。
He will always be with you.
他会跟你们一起。
That's his promise of presence.
这个就是那个能力和他的同在。
So here we have this description in Romans, the life of a disciple.
这个就是罗马书里面形容一个门徒的生命。
When we came to faith,
当我们有信心来到的时候
He gave us our salvation and grace.
我们有相信的时候他给我们救恩给我们恩典。
He also began to pour.
同时的他将什么浇灌在我们这里。
And he describes his love as being poured into our hearts more and more.
佢將佢嘅愛咧一路嘅澆灌喺我哋嘅心裏邊。
So imagine our hearts.
想象下呢個係嗰個心。
When we came to faith,
我哋嚟相信。
The Father through Christ began to pour His love into our lives.
有父神不斷嘅將佢嘅愛去澆灌喺我哋嘅生命裏邊。
Ah.Too small. We need more water.
呢个樽太小啦，我哋要多啲水。
He doesn't fill us halfway.
佢唔会净系装一半嘅啫。
He fills us overflowing.
佢系满日嘅去倾倒喺我哋嘅当中。
But you know, sometimes the doubt makes the water low.
但系有时系神去整呢个水咧，系摆得咁低。
Children, open your hearts.
佢话儿女，你要打开你嘅心。
Let me pour more of my love into your hearts.
以致我嘅心，我嘅爱一路嘅倾倒喺你嘅里边。
Remind yourself of Christ，
去提醒自己耶稣基督。
Remind yourself of His love，
去提醒自己神嘅爱。
Allow the Holy Spirit to pour more love into your lives，
让呢个圣灵将更加多嘅爱浇灌喺你嘅生命里边。
And as He pours more love into your life， you know what happens？
当佢将更多嘅爱倾倒喺你嘅心里边嘅时候，有咩事咧
？The doubt， the worries。The distractions begin to fall out of the cup.
然后呢个忧虑、呢个疑惑、其他嘅嘢就喺呢个杯里边去攞出嚟。
So this is the life of the disciple.
呢个就系门徒嘅生命。
Though doubt exists,
纵使疑惑喺呢度
，we're called to grow in hope.
但系我哋有呢个盼望。
As we let Jesus.Through the Spirit, pour His love into our hearts.
让这个圣灵去将他的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
So can I do an exercise with us?
我可以去做一个练习。
Can we all stand for a moment?
我们一起起立。
In the Christian church, especially in more traditional churches, posturing is very important.
在传统的教会下，这个姿势、姿态很重要。
It communicates not with just our words, but with our actions, our desires.
唔係淨係代表我哋嘅話語，而係我哋俾我哋有個行動，有一個心裏邊嘅渴望。
So if our hearts are like this cup, ready to receive.
如果我哋嘅心好似呢個杯係準備好去接受嘅時候
，Can we then open our arms to receive?
我哋能唔能夠打開我哋嘅手去接受
？And wherever you might be,
無論你會去邊一度。
Can you confess to God the doubts you have right now?
你能不能够向神去承认你自己的疑惑?
This posture is of giving to God.
这个姿态是给神的。
Take a moment to prayerfully, personally come before God and say, these are the doubts I have right now.
让我们用少少时间去来到神的面前去承认我们的疑惑。
Lord, these are the worries I have.
你讲咩？神听呢、这个就系我嘅忧虑。
These are the relationships are very hard in my life right now。
呢啲嘅关系喺我哋心里边系好困难。
In Christ, Father, I give them to you。
主喺基督里边，我将呢啲嘢交托俾你。
But just as God's word says, He pours His love into our hearts。
正如神嘅话语讲，佢将佢嘅爱。浇灌喺我哋嘅心里边。
Father with open arms，
主我哋打开我哋嘅心。
And open hearts，
打开我哋嘅心。
Would you pour your love again in our hearts？
求主你将你嘅爱浇灌喺我哋心里边。
Would you let your Holy Spirit fill our lives？
求主你嘅圣灵充满我哋嘅生命。
So that we would experience your power and your presence new，
以致我哋嘅更新嘅去经历你嘅大能同埋同在每一日。
Each and every day，
每一日。
Lord, we receive your love.
主，我哋接受你嘅爱。
We receive your power.
接受你嘅大能。
We receive your presence.
接受你嘅同在。
It is the truth of your word.
呢个系你话语嘅真理。
Amen.
阿门。
Please be seated.
请坐。
So in closing,
喺结束嘅时候
，the life of disciples is a life where doubt is being transformed.
在门徒的生命里面就是说他的 疑惑是开始转变。
It's being transformed into hope.
去转化成为盼望。
It's not a life where we evading challenges.
不是一个生命去逃避挑战。
But the life of the disciple is about facing challenges.
一个门徒的生命是面对挑战。
Together as a community.
是群体作为一个群体。
Experiencing, encouraging, and witnessing to one another.
去彼此的经历，彼此的勉励，彼此的见证。
And to the world.
亦都去向世界去见证。
The power and presence of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的大能和同在。
May this be truer more and more each and every day.
愿意这件事在我们生命每一天都变得更加真实。
Let me pray.
我就祈祷。
We thank you, Lord, that you are with us always.
主，我们感谢你一路与我们同在。
We thank you for Christ.
我们感谢基督。
That faced the harshest of realities.
去面对这个的困难。
So that you would allow our hope to be true.
以致我们的盼望是成为真实。
Please, as we walk out of this place of worship,
主，当我们离开这个敬拜的地方的时候，
strengthen our hearts, O Lord.
主啊，去俾我哋心里边能力。
Fill our hearts, O Lord.
充满我哋嘅心。
With your love.
系用你嘅爱。
And transform us.
改变我哋。
So that we would become more and more like your Son.
以致我哋更加像你嘅儿子。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.